depending on the investigations, they arrested are likely to be taken to court on Friday on the respective charges, and those who will not be liable for charges will be released as a preventive measure.
Under what circumstances were these opposition leaders and politicians arrested?
Yes, they had organized a rally, but behind it was a spontaneous commotion which had been organized, and they had information to that respect because they had zoned the city and placed concerned responsible personalities to with the responsibility of inciting and causing chaos from different corners of the city, so as to engage police on different fronts. But we intercepted that information, and we were on high alert. So when they started, most of the areas were covered, but of course, Dr. Vesge managed to go to downtown, where he had a gathering in the middle of the road when police went there and tried to talk to him. Police was stoned, and we had one option to pick him from there and disperse the crowd. Equally, the others also had organized. Others had organized to work on Mengo, and they also forced themselves through and had started inciting people. So we took to them.
Some people are saying you are violating their civil rights and liberties as enshrined in the Constitution by arresting them without them committing any act of crime or violence.
Rights are not absolute. Actually, we are defending the rights of the majority, because you can't say that Dr. Vesge enjoying his rights to the detriment of the thousands and hundred thousands of people who actually use Kampala roads and who have businesses in Kampala. So we are actually defending the rights of the majority, who lose their properties, whose businesses are affected, and those who are failed to move hospitals and wherever they are going, because Dr. Vesge and his henchmen want to have their rights enjoyed in the middle of the road.
Do you have any proof that they committed any criminal act that warranted their arrest?
Yeah, inciting violence is illegal in Uganda. Equally, is participating in unlawful assembly, which actually they did. But the prosecution depends on the investigation, which is on. That's why I said by Friday morning, our position will be clear of who is charged with what, based on how the investigation will have gone.
But how do you arrest somebody before you conclude your investigation, if I may ask?
No, the judicial system in Uganda is that police will suspect someone to have committed an offense, and CIDs will investigate that and compile a file. It's taken to the Director of Public Prosecution, who will advise appropriately whether to charge a person of that respective suspected offense or not. And that is what we are doing. So tomorrow we shall have the answer from the DPP, and that will give us the direction.